as promised, we've got the boss man here in the house. He is the general manager of the Orlando Magic. He is Mr. Rob Hennigan, kind enough to join us on the show. What's up, boss?
What is up, Scott?
Thanks for having
me on, man.
Oh, it's great to have you on, as always. Anytime you want to come on this show, you're more than welcome, boss. How you doing?
So that's an open standing offer?
Absolutely. Tomorrow, the next day, whatever you got.
I love it. All right. Appreciate that. Thank
you. So 18-28 going into this game. Your thoughts overall on how this team has played so far? A little bit disappointing for you.
I would say it's more than a little disappointing, Scott, if we're being honest. You know, I think that we're not where we want to be right now. We're behind where we hope to be and expect it to be. So, you know, I think the season has been very up and down, a little bit more down lately than up. So as I look at it and as we look at it, there are a few things that stand out. I think, one, we have to improve. We have to. Bottom line, it's not good enough. I put that on myself. I'll take full responsibility for that. And I think as we've watched the team over the course of the season, the biggest frustration, at least to me, is sort of the polarizing play, right? We'll show stretches where, hey, it's in there, you know, and then there'll be stretches where you say, where'd it go? Or why aren't we playing better? So I think that's been the root of most of the frustration. I think we have enough internally. I'm convinced we have enough internally to turn things around defensively, for sure. That was sort of the plan all along. And of course, it's, you know, my job to really aggressively and actively look to upgrade externally, you know, where we can.
And I want to ask you about that coming up, but you mentioned that the bipolar nature of this team. It's like, you know, about a month and a half ago, you go out on that five-game road trip, you win in San Antonio, you win 4-5, and it's like, okay, turning point, and yet it was not. Defensively, disappointing that you go out and get a Serge Ibaka and a Bismack Biyombo and a Jeff Green and some other guys, some really good defensive players, but it hasn't translated for whatever reason into that good team defense consistently.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's a fair statement. Anyone who's watched our team is probably, you know, saying the same thing. When we made the changes we made this summer, it was a defensive-minded strategy and a defensive-minded approach, and we brought in a defensive-minded coach in Frank, who has a history of building, you know, really good defenses. So again, we've shown we can do it. You almost wish we've shown we can't do it. So how do we harness that? How do we tap back into that? How do we get back to those defensive roots for a push to make the playoffs? We're whatever it is, 4.5 out. We have an uphill climb. We certainly know that, but it's doable for us. And we have to figure out a way to be more consistent on that end of the floor. I don't think any of us expected to tear the roof down offensively this season, but we need to somehow, some way, figure out how to get better defensively.
You gave me the Jim Moore playoff comment, so I want to get into that. 10 games under the 500 mark, and yet, yeah, you are 4.5 games back. That still is the goal, correct? Is to get to the playoffs this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know, we're not going to go all in just to make the eighth seed. I'm not sure that's very prudent. But look, our job is, our mandate is make the playoffs, mm-hmm. and that's something that we have to figure out how to do. And it's going to be a blend of internally trying to rectify some things, and then externally, you know, where can we add, you know, some more shot making, some more shooting, some more basketball IQ, things of that nature, or of course, you know, an elite player that may or may not be available.
Sure.
We'll certainly explore that.
Yeah, Rob Hennigan, Magic GM, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Trade deadline comes and goes in about 1 month. Rob, you say you're going to be active. You talked about, you know, shot-making ability, scoring off the bench and whatnot. How active do you expect to be come the trade deadline on February 23rd?
Well, it's very cliche just to say, well, extremely active, right? Because that's a lot of talk. But that is seriously what we'll be doing. We'll be really aggressive at just trying to figure out, you know, where are some opportunities, you know, what fits our team with some of the deficiencies we see. But again, it all goes back to that defense. If we can harness more of a defensive identity, which we've shown we can, then we're going to be in a lot of these games. And then it's just going to come down to, can we execute down the stretch and can we make enough shots? I think the thing that there's no excuse for is when we come out with no energy or no fight, and quite frankly, that's just unacceptable.
Yeah, we saw that too often on that Western road trip. And yet, Milwaukee Friday night, I thought it was one of your better games for 48 minutes in terms of energy and effort. You'd like to see that a lot more, though, wouldn't you?
I agree with you. I think that was one of our more spirited, you know, more disciplined defensive performances in a while. you know, it would have been nice to build on that. It was awfully tough Sunday to kind of build on a defensive performance for obvious reasons. But, you know, we have a chance here with some games coming up. Again, it's not going to be easy, but we have belief. This team and our coaching staff, they believe we have enough in-house to make the playoffs. We got to do it.
Yeah, and time is running out. We are speaking with Magic GM Rob Hennigan here live at Amway Center and right here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. You mentioned Frank Vogel, first year. You get the feeling at times that, you know, he's trying to push every button, but some of those buttons just not working this year. What's your take on the job that Frank has done to this point, Rob?
I think Frank's done a really good job. I think we're really lucky to have Frank. I think his approach, his attitude are very refreshing and things that bode well for us long term. I think, you know, it's interesting because I think we all need to be a little patient with Frank as he figures out a new team, a new scheme, a lot of new pieces, a team that doesn't have, you know, a perennial all-star player yet. So those are all challenges. The hard part is the rest of us are like, come on, we want this, you know, tomorrow or two weeks ago.
No, I've never said that. No, never even thought it.
And we feel that every day. And you know, our organization and our fans deserve, you know, to have a more successful team here. We're trying like heck to do that. But we also need to give Frank patience because I think for the first time during this rebuild, we have a chance to have some really healthy continuity with our coach.
You know, I've said many times on this show, the NBA formula is pretty simple. You go out and get a star, you win basketball games. The trick is going out and getting that star, right?
That's the hard part. Therein lies the challenge, Scott.
That's right. The hard part. Now, obviously, you'd like to develop those stars from within. Let's talk about a couple of guys in particular, and we're getting a lot of comments via Twitter on these two guys. One of them, Elfrid Payton. Is he starting to turn the corner a little bit here for the last five, over 20 points per game? Do you get the feeling that he's starting to get it as an NBA point guard?
Well, we certainly hope so. I think his play, you know, EP's play over the last few weeks has been very encouraging. It seems that he's getting a little more comfortable maybe with what Frank's asking him to do and quite frankly, getting more comfortable just in his own skin as a third-year player who's had three coaches in 3 years. And, you know, we oftentimes in our offices use the, you know, the quarterback analogy. How many quarterbacks have three offensive coordinators 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
And head's not spinning. So, you know, we were hoping for a little of this from EP, I think, last year. And that didn't happen for various reasons. But we think he's on a nice trajectory. And he's really, the competitive soul and heartbeat for us. As he goes, we go in a lot of ways.
Tell me about Aaron Gordon. You talk about trajectory, one of the best athletes in the NBA, bar none. What are your thoughts on the way he has progressed in his third year in the NBA?
Similar to Elfrid, you know, up and down to start. I think he's really, you know, grabbed hold of the position we were asking him to play this year. And I think, you know, as we look at Aaron Gordon, the unique thing about Aaron is he's sort of a positionless player. We consider him a forward. So the big debate, is he a four, is he a three? We have those debates daily. I think what's good for him this year, though, is we're asking him to defend different types of players on the perimeter. He's doing very well at that, putting the ball in his hands a little bit more, sometimes for good results, sometimes for not so good results. And his jump shot is markedly improved. So, you know, whether he stays at the three or we slide him back to the four, this experience this year of having more, you know, ball handling duties, I think really, really bodes well for him long term at whatever position, you know, he ends up at.
Rob Hennigan, general manager of the Orlando Magic, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez as we come to you live from Amway Center. Magic and the Bulls tonight right here on the home of the Magic, ESPN 580. Your first round draft pick from 2015, Mario Hezonja, has struggled this year. He's been kind of taken out of the rotation somewhat, even though he has been getting playing time here and there. You talk about a young basketball player, only 21 years of age, and people call in, Mario's a bust. And look, I don't like Mario coming off the bench with his shoes untied. I don't like the way he's played, but my goodness, it's been a year and a half for a 21-year-old kid. What are your thoughts about the way Mario has played this year under Coach Vogel?
I think that's a good question, Scott. I think that, you know, going into the year, I think, you know, being honest, I think we expected Mario to be a little more productive this year than he's shown. However, you can go back, and we don't have the time now, but there's a litany of players who have turned out to be darn good players who have struggled, you know, a year or two into their career. But the important thing for Mario is that his attitude is really admirable in the sense that he wants it, he's hungry, He's doing everything he can before and after practice to, you know, to earn the trust back from his coaching staff. And we're gonna continue to play him here the rest of the way to just to continue to help him just settle down. And I think just the nuance and the speed of the game is still something that he's trying to figure out, which is not uncommon for a lot of young players. But we need more from him, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, I know you feel the heat. You feel the heat every single day of your job over the last 4.5 years because that's how UGMs operate. We get a lot of comments, fire Hannigan, fire this guy, fire Nez, fire everybody. People want blood right now because they're seeing this team 10 games under the 500 mark, and you're going, okay, you're going to have a massive run in the second half, even to get to that eighth spot, so it's likely that you may not make the playoffs here in a fifth straight season. What's your reaction to all the heat? And I know you probably don't pay a lot of attention to it. What's your reaction to the fans and how salty they are right now?
I think it's warranted. I think it's, quite frankly, it's a good thing. You know, I think the passion that our fans have is great. I love the fact that they're trying to grill my behind. I think that's a good thing. You know, I think that this job is so complex, and there's so many layers to this thing, and the rebuilding project that we're on is hard. We're not looking for excuses. Absolutely not. But we feel like we've done a solid job. Have we done a perfect job? Absolutely not. But we also don't think we're that far away. We really don't. We're a tweak or two away. We think we have some things internally that we need to clean up. But to answer your question, I think it's a good thing, and I think it comes with the territory. So I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah. Rob Hennigan, Magic GM here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. So, Rob, I told you about this before you came on today. We asked fans to send in questions for you today on Twitter. That's always a dangerous thing.
I love it.
I'll
at least listen to the question.
Okay, all right. We got tons of questions, and Nikki Football picked out three of those questions.
It was a lot of fun to go through all of this. Yeah.
I bet it was.
I drew the short straw on that, yeah.
I like it.
So this first question comes in from Sid. And it's more along the lines of what we were just talking about.
Is this Sid Powell, our equipment manager?
No. I guarantee you it's not Sid Powell.
Yes, it's that guy. No.
He likes his job. Number one, from Sid, he says, we fans are frustrated. What is your message for us fans who have suffered through 4.5 long years? And that dovetails into what you were just talking about.
Yeah, sure. I think the message is, you know, hang in there with us. Keep supporting us. Keep holding us accountable. You know, keep voicing your concerns where you have them. But again, we really believe in the way we make decisions. I think, like I said a couple moments ago, Scott, we're not that far away. We really aren't. And that's not just GM speak and trying to speak in circles. We've shown potential. We have a culture that's building. We have a head coach that we really believe in. It has not been a seamless transition through this rebuilding project. It's a massive building project. I think if you go around and look at other projects that aren't in sports, sometimes they take a little bit longer than maybe you'd hope. We're not hiding from the fact that we're behind where we want to be. We're embracing that. We're frustrated, and we're working like heck to change it. But just hang in there with us. We think we can turn this around.
When you see what's going on in Philadelphia right now, and granted, Philly is far from the playoffs, but the crowd chanting, trust the process, trust the process. And you have used the P word quite often here in Orlando, and all of a sudden Joel Embiid, who, quite frankly, they get lucky with that third pick a few years ago, all of a sudden starting to play really good basketball. Does that, knowing that you've been on the outside of the draft kind of looking into those marquee players, does that frustrate you as a GM knowing what's going on up there in Philadelphia?
Well, it's frustrating to the extent that a lot of success in this business, particularly this sport, is predicated on luck. And you need that to kind of get started. Now, we've had to do it sort of the hard way, and we're fine by that because you're not guaranteed anything and you don't deserve anything. You got to make the most of what you have, and that's what we think we're doing, and we think we're going to get there. But certainly as you look around, you say, man, it would have been nice to catch a break like that, but it wasn't in the cards.
Got to make your own breaks,
that's
right?
Exactly right.
You got to make your own breaks. All right, number two, this from Andrew on Twitter. Do you see Elfrid Payton and Aaron Gordon as the cornerstones of this team for years to come?
We certainly hope so. You know, again, what we don't want to do is shortchange what we think are really high upside, high ceiling players in those two guys for a short-term acceleration, for lack of a better phrase. We really believe in those guys. They're really young still. They're in their third seasons. They've had a few coaches. So I think we've seen, again, their development curve is such that it gives us a lot of excitement. We hope to have those guys here for a long time, and we think we think their best basketball is certainly on the horizon.
All right, third and final question from the fans on Twitter. This comes in from CB123. And this is more along the lines of what you were just talking about. Can you assure us that you will not sacrifice the team's future for a move that improves the team short term?
Absolutely. The last thing I'm going to do is look out for Rob Hennigan, first and foremost. I'm going to look out for the organization because that's the right thing to do. Philosophically, again, we don't feel like we're that far away, and it's my job to look at, hey, how can we improve this team quickly to get into the playoffs? But we don't want to mortgage the future at all. And I'm willing to put the organization's best interest ahead of my own. And quite frankly, that's the way it should be if you're a good leader and someone who cares more about the organization than yourself.
Man, you're off the hot seat. How does it feel?
It wasn't that hot, to be honest.
Wasn't that? Was okay.
I was hoping to be a little warmer, to be honest. Come on, give me one more. Come on,
all right.
Grill me.
Okay, one more. Do you feel as if you may lose your job this year? Do you feel as if your job is in jeopardy at this point, or that really does not concern you?
It doesn't concern me. You know, it's a great organization here. The DeVos family is unbelievable, and their support and their leadership. Alex Martins, in my opinion, is one of the best leaders in sports. So look, you got to have results, right? You don't have a lifetime contract. You got to have results. But it's not my job to worry about that. We believe in how we do things, and we come to work and try to focus on how to get better every day. I know that sounds cliche, but that's where my focus is. I'll let the other stuff remain other stuff.
Buddy of mine just texted me, asked Rob about Serge Ibaka and whether he plans on re-signing him as a free agent in the offseason, but I know what I'm going to get there.
What are you gonna, let me ask you. Scott, and you're Rob.
Okay.
So, Rob, what are you going to do about Serge?
Well, I you know what? I love what he's done for us this year. We love what Serge Ibaka has brought to the team, both offensively and defensively. He's been a leader in the locker room. We'd love to have him back in the future, but we'll talk about
that vanilla?
On down the line. Yes, okay. Total vanilla. How was that? Pretty good?
That's pretty good, man.
Pretty
I like
good.
That one.
Rob, well thank done. You, my man. Thank you very much. And again, anytime, you're free to come on the show.
This was fun. We'll
All
do
right.
it again.
Thank you.
All
I appreciate
you.
It. The
thank
general
you.
Manager of the Orlando Magic, Rob Hennigan, here on ESPN 580.